The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co. If you've ever tried putting sunscreen on kids, you know it can turn into a full negotiation or a meltdown. It used to be a bit of a battle for us until I found Primally Pure Sunstick. It's super quick, no mess, no rubbing anything in forever. You just swipe it on and you're done. It's mineral-based with non-nano zinc and really simple ingredients, which I feel good about using on my kids. It's just clean, easy coverage that doesn't slow us down. So if you've ever stood there reading the back of a sunscreen bottle, shop Primally Pure's SPF collection for simple, non-toxic ingredients you can trust. Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Oh, yeah. 4:45. McMonagle and McPherson filling in for Evan and Tiki today on New Year's Eve. Happy holidays to everyone. Aaron just wished us, Farrell just wished us again a happy new year. So that's always
good. Okay, I didn't catch that. He put our names in there?
Yeah.
Shout out to him. I met him the other day just walking through here. He followed me on Instagram. I followed him back. So shout out to Andre.
Yeah, Andre does a great job. Happy New Year to everybody. Getting excited. I just heard, all the trains that are getting added coming into
the city. Traffic.
I just thought of you.
I was in the bathroom, heard the traffic report. I'm like, you might want to start checking Waze,
Google Maps. I'm good right now.
You're in the clear right now?
I'm in the clear right now.
You got to work till you got another 2.5 hours until you get in the car.
Would you mind if I just left now? Because the traffic's pretty good. You okay?
Yeah. I do 5-hour shows.
I know. We both do. I know. Would you ever consider, like, I have buddies who do the Thanksgiving Day parade. And I can't imagine taking kids to the Thanksgiving Day parade, being in the cold all day long. Would you ever even consider going down to Times Square?
Not to stand.
I don't understand. Like, God bless you, and it's become a tradition, and I enjoy watching it on TV to some level.
Better weather tonight.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to discourage anyone from doing it, because on some level it's cool to watch, I guess. But, like, can you imagine actually taking the night and saying, oh, what are you going to do? I'm going to wear my,
Depends?
My Depends, right? I guess they wear diapers. Yeah, no. I'm going to wear the dopey... the yellow hats. What's the gym?
Like Planet Fitness.
Like Planet Fitness. Big yellow hats that you wear in Times Square with my diaper on, sipping Bud Light out of a funnel drink. Like, why would I? Who wants to do that?
No, it's a mess. You're literally trapped.
Yeah.
I just saw a video like 4 hours ago of them letting the people in.
Yeah.
There's thousands of people waiting.
Crazy.
It's a tourist thing. I try to avoid Times Square on the regular.
Yeah.
Like, just any reason to not go to Times Square or dodge it, I try to do that. But with the Thanksgiving parade, I worked at Fubo TV and we had an office where we could watch out of the window.
Yeah.
I'll watch out of the window, but not trying to be down there on the ground with the people.
Mm-hmm.
And the closest I've ever been to Times Square, I worked at MTV, which is 1515 Broadway between 53rd and 54th. And I didn't go that night, but I went to work the next day. I wasn't even staff. I was like project based, so you had to go to work. And it was a mess then.
Yeah.
Confetti everywhere, garbage everywhere. I don't know. I'm the type of person, I can't be with that many people, random.
Right.
Like, it's just, I mean, it's not safe.
No.
It's not fun.
No, it's not fun. That's the main thing. Just standing there.
You can't get out. Even when it's done, you can't get out.
No. I can't even imagine. And I haven't gone out in years. My buddies, you were talking about, you had a miserable, we'll get that in a second, New Year's Eve.
2 years ago. And that was the last one for me.
Yeah. All right. So good. Because the only good ones I ever had was for a couple of years, me and my buddies rented out, rented out and then charged people for a bar near us. Mm-hmm. And we just had like a party at the bar. We rented it out. We charged
people
at the door. Like,
you can control that.
We can control it. We had a couple good years doing that. But New Year's Eve was always just miserable. I remember one time we had a house party at my buddy's house, and we got a, you know, we ended up crashing there. And one of the funnier moments I ever remember in my life, he's probably not happy I'm going to tell the story, but we had a little fun with him. He got a little tipsy early and passed out. And we kind of, you know, took a marker.
Drew wieners on his head.
Well, I don't know about wieners. That might be exactly what we did, Keith. How'd you know that?
We drew a wiener next to his mouth.
We drew something on his face. But we crashed at his house. And I remember the next morning waking up and his mom, while he was passed out, was rubbing his head with a wet towel trying to get the marker off his head.
My baby.
Who did this to you? Get out of here, heathens. But, yeah, so those were the best. It hasn't been the same since, but you had a miserable one 2 years ago.
Yeah, so I will never get roped into a group thing again.
Yeah.
My wife might be listening, and she knows. I'll never do one of those, like, oh, buy a ticket, and the drinks are included, and the food, and this, and you just don't know what's going to happen. So we went to the steakhouse. I won't say where. I won't call the place out, but I didn't want to go. Just the entry was impossible. We couldn't get seated in time. And then the biggest gripe I had, and I remember the only thing that was saving me was watching C.J. Stroud in Ohio State versus Georgia, and me being like, this is the best quarterback in the draft.
Yeah.
Panthers didn't think so. But these were the issues I had. One, we sat down at 9 o'clock. They didn't bring out the steak until 11:30.
Yeah.
I guess they wanted us to, like, enjoy while the ball dropped. Yeah. I didn't eat. So I'm starving the whole time. And, like, I'm not really like that, but, like, if I do get hangry. Like, if I'm in a place that serves food, and because of the package that we got, I can't get any food over here. I'm come on. Then they have a DJ in there. This DJ thinks he's Tiesto, or I don't even know what other DJs are popular now. He's jamming like we're in the club. Bam, bam.
And this is still early on in the evening, dinner time? Yeah, that sucks.
Like, 8:30, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. He's like, trying to get crowd participation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then they're back there burning the steaks. The fire alarm goes off. So I'm like, do we have to evacuate? It's cold. We don't evacuate, but the fire trucks do show up to the place. I'm like, this is a mess. What can go wrong will. They try to bring us these, like, poppers and these, like, gadgets to, like, celebrate the new year. I'm like, bring the food. And then when we wanted to leave, everybody had to valet the car.
Yeah.
I'm the first one out. I'm trying to get the car that we came in. They won't give me the car because I'm not the person I brought in. I was so fed up. I felt like I wasted my New Year's Eve, and I told my wife, literally, never again. And my wife was pregnant at the time, and so never again.
Yeah.
That was the last one we had before we became parents. And I'm like, I'm not getting roped into a group, a ticket. I forget what we even paid for the steakhouse. It was a stupid price.
Right.
Never again.
Like one of those, like, 7-course meals or whatever. Like,
yeah, but I couldn't get the first or second course until after 11 o'clock at night. Yeah, I sat here for 2 hours listening to a terrible DJ and the fire department coming up. I'm like, luckily they had the game on in my like line of sight. I was watching every snap.
Yeah. No, it can be. I had an embarrassing one. Just, and you never know what's going to happen. Like, I was at a buddy's house a couple years ago. So this is recent, whatever. And he has, like, these two steps leading from, like, kind of like the kitchen area into the living room area.
Oof, couple drinks,
wearing socks because you don't want to wear shoes in someone's house. And I completely did the whole, you know, like, Marv outside.
You,
like,
slipped.
The hands went going. I slipped, and I tried to catch myself, and the hand went going.
Back.
And I fell right on my ass. I fell hard, too. Like,
but there's no photos or videos of it. You're good.
I hope not. But then I slipped again and fell on my face trying to get up. And it wasn't even that I was, like, tipsy or anything. It was that just I slipped on my socks. I got humbled. I got humbled in a big way.
Don't get humbled tonight.
I'm not going to get humbled tonight.
Get the Uber. Opt out. Well, it's amateur hour / like the professional drinkers are out with the people that don't really drink.
Right.
And all of these bars are going to be packed.
Yeah.
And there's like there's a different kind of, like, angst, right? You never know what somebody's going through, what somebody's thinking about.
Yep.
There's also things with relationships. Like, I'm good. I'm married. I've been with the same girl. I ain't worried about that. And, like, but some people are worried about a New Year's kiss at midnight. Like,
yeah.
I can't imagine.
Can't imagine trying to get that New Year's kiss?
Hell no. I was blacked out by midnight back when
Typically, it was like the end of the night, like at 3 o'clock in the morning, looking for seeing who else is looking for that. At midnight, that's a tough sell. At midnight, you know, that's a tough sell to try and, you know, you're praying.
Because
people
that have been together are kissing, Happy New Year, babe. And then the people
that
are
on
the
fence. You're hoping there's like a sad person who's just like, you know, I don't want to be alone either. And you're hoping you find
lost their dog in 2024.
Sad that they're alone. You know what it is. You never went out single on New Year's Eve?
Nah, I never really had those kind of issues. Nah.
That was just me? Okay.
Yeah, nah, I was always good there.
Charlie in Queens. What's up, Charlie?
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Hello, guys.
What's up?
Happy New Year's and everything to
Charlie,
you.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, bro, I love you. And I want to say something first positive about Mr. Soto leaving the Yankees.
Okay.
The beauty of being a Yankee fan is there's numbers on the uniform. There's no names.
Right.
So I saved a lot on a 22 jersey.
Yeah,
I won't say
there's still that is true. Authentic ones we'll for like 60 bucks.
I know. You'll see who's next. I've had, now I got to figure out who my next. I had a Mark Teixeira Gleyber Torres jersey for the longest time. So I don't know who I'm going to be now.
I'm calling it Cano until we find somebody else.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's true. That's easy.
Yeah, so for that, I like what the Yankees have done basically with the team. I mean, I think like a piece or two here. A utility guy would be nice.
Well, they still need a lefty reliever, and I would still love a bat. I would still love another infielder, even at whatever level. I need someone to compete, because right now, third base or second base, I would think with the two options of Cabrera and DJ LeMahieu that they would move Jazz to second and make that combo the third baseman, but that sucks. Like, the idea of Oswaldo Cabrera and DJ LeMahieu being my starting third baseman is not good enough.
Not even mid.
It's not good enough.
Again, we've seen enough from both of these guys. No.
They need better. It doesn't have to be Nolan Arenado. It doesn't have to be a big-time bat. I would love that. Bregman, I would love that, but I'm not expecting it. But they have to bring someone in that I'm not familiar with, that I haven't seen deteriorate before our eyes, there's got to be another infielder brought into this team. They need a lefty reliever, and they need another infielder.
Well, DJ LeMahieu has been doing really good with the running program this offseason.
Yeah, I know.
So.
He's in the best shape of his life. He's finally healthy. He was able to train and not just rehab. Like, all the same crap we hear from every falling apart 35-year-old player. Like, it's just, I love DJ. I loved him. But he can't be the starting third
good,
base.
Like, 3 years.
He can't, but what a 3 years. Those
we didn't win.
That first initial contract is one of the better contracts the Yankees have given.
We were actually trying to run
time.
Out Troy Tulowitzki, right?
I remember Troy Tulowitzki, sure.
Was that the same year, DJ's first year here, or was it the next year?
I think it might have been the next year.
It was the next year. Troy Tulowitzki was 2018, and then DJ was here 2019.
Yep, 2019, 2020. I mean, he was unbelievable. And then it fell apart real quick. John in Oxford. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
Yo, Keith, you know, my man, you know, am I hearing you right? Have you given up on the Cowboys? Are you no longer a Cowboys fan?
Oh, no. I froze my account for 2024.
No, that's cool. Now, listen, what I want to say is, like, I'm listening to two dudes who can commiserate together.
Yep.
Now, who? Now, Keith, you just said about an hour ago that you think the Cowboys situation going into next year is more positive than the Giants, no matter what the Giants do in the draft. Okay. So, let me ask you this. Who's more depressed right now, a Cowboy fan or a Giant fan?
A Giants fan. The Cowboys had the highest paid quarterback. He got hurt. And then they went to Cooper Rush, who we know over the last 4 years is serviceable. But ultimately, they weren't going to win. The Giants lost 10 games in a row. The Cowboys lost 5 games in a row. Both seasons ended during those streaks.
Oh, Keith, I agree with you completely. But my man, you were so depressed about that team the last time we spoke, the Cowboys.
During this season, dude.
Dude, after we spoke about this, and you even referenced it. When they lost to the Packers, and I was devastated.
That was last year.
Yes. No, but what I'm saying, though, is what I heard from you, and I wasn't sure if I heard it straight, was I thought you gave up your card on the Cowboys. Now, I know you might have put it down
too
for
late.
This season.
I have too many videos and pictures and people that have seen me wear that stupid star. I can't.
Because I'm hearing your boy next to you still holding on to the Giants, and I'm thinking, like, you're giving up the Cowboys?
No, it's for life. It is for life. Like, stay down till you come up. Thanks for the call, John. It is for life. It just sucks. As fans, we can't do anything to change the fate of these teams. And we wear this stuff, like, on our sleeves. Not even on our sleeves, on our foreheads. Our emotions are directly tied to this. Like, we can't do anything but hope and wish. You want them to get the number one pick. They have it. You're starting to dream about a young quarterback that's wearing cleats with your team logo, and then, zoop, that's gone. With the Dallas Cowboys, I don't know what the hell they were thinking. They waited forever to give CeeDee Lamb his money. They waited forever to give Dak Prescott his money. And the season was cooked as soon as they decided to pay those guys. I mean, they brought back Ezekiel Elliott. I just was talking about how Ezekiel Elliott, they had to pay him a new contract plus the dead cap. And you know what he was? A detriment to the team. He was showing up late to meetings. He wasn't being a leader. They thought they were going to bring him back and reunite him with Dak Prescott. Those two guys, rookie seasons burst on the scene. Dak gets hurt. Dak is literally seen saying, you know, we effing suck. Talking about the team this year, and this is a team where the head coach was a dead man walking, yeah. And now all of a sudden they're talking
about... Oh,
he's
coming back. Yeah, they love him there.
Yeah, sure,
guys running back. Playing hard for him.
Yeah, don't do any work, Jerry Jones. Wait for your new Netflix series to drop, yeah. America's Teams, so all these young kids that weren't alive when a lot of us became Dallas Cowboys fans can see what they used to be, which they'll never get back to.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.